This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 36 degrees. The time is 5 o'clock and news time. Sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Crews are finding more bodies from yesterday's storms, including tornadoes in the south and Midwest. The total is at least 28. Outside a strip mall clobbered by a tornado in Butler, Missouri, Rick Brittingham.
It looks pretty extensive. The roof's blown off of it. Everything around it here is really bad. The trailer park up the street had fatalities. So, I mean, we don't have nothing compared to anything like that. I still have a home. They don't.
There's cleanup from twisters in Texas, Arkansas, and Missouri. More tornadoes were reported in Mississippi in the past hours. The most dangerous level of tornado watches by the National Weather Service continues for Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana. Over 300 buildings and structures were destroyed by wildfires in Oklahoma. Yemen's health ministry says 9 people are dead, 9 others injured in tonight's air attacks by the U.S. ordered by President Trump against Houthi rebels. This is ABC News. Talk that the last living American hostage in Gaza may soon go free. Hamas saying it will release Aidan Alexander as part of a deal. But ABC's Patrick Reeval says the White House has a different plan.
Calling it a bridge proposal, which would extend the current phase of the ceasefire in Gaza through to mid-April and also allow aid to go into Gaza. In exchange, Hamas is supposed to release more hostages. And basically, Trump's envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, yesterday warned Hamas, saying it was making a bad bet that time is on its side, and saying that there is a deadline for Hamas to respond positively to the White House's current ceasefire proposal, and saying that the U.S. will respond accordingly if that deadline passes.
An American influencer who sparked outrage after posting a video of her snatching a baby wombat from its mother while in Australia apologized today. Australian officials threatened to deport Sam Jones. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Exactly what is Whitaker's Market? Well, it's a little hard to classify, but if you picture combining a bulk food store with a discount grocery store, stir in some organic food co-op, and a big dip of old-fashioned general store, you get the idea. It's a store where you bring home more groceries than you thought you could afford, but spend less than you planned. Come on in. It's a great day to shop at Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays and 9 to 3 Saturdays.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. Good afternoon. News time today is sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. The forecast calls for an overnight low of 24. Cloudy and still breezy, some stray flurries possible. Sunday, decreasing clouds with breezy winds and cooler, and a high of 42. By Monday, up near 60 again, 65 Tuesday, and Wednesday, maybe 3 to 5 inches of snow. At least that's what they're saying preliminarily. Right now, east winds are at 15 miles per hour. It is 35 degrees.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
I'm Phil Ney with news. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has announced a new record high, 3,053,300 total non-farm jobs in the state. According to January's preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, included in that total, construction sector jobs increased 700, up 3,900 above a year ago. Preliminary unemployment estimates for January showed Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate ticked up to 3.2%, which is 0.8 percentage points below the national unemployment rate of 4%. The state's labor force participation rate was unchanged at 65.9% in January, while the national rate increased to 62.6%, marking Wisconsin's participation rate 3.3 percentage points above the rest of the nation.
A DEI bombshell at UW-Madison. The university removed LeVar Charleston, the chancellor overseeing diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, after he demonstrated a significant lapse in leadership and fiscal responsibility. That included giving substantial bonuses to staff without consulting others. Records released to WIS Politics also show Charleston spending three times more than any other division per employee in travel and event expenses. Charleston opted for temporary leave following his removal from the DEI position in January. The city of Richland Center, in conjunction with the Richland Center Fire Department, will be conducting a controlled burn in multiple sections of the Pine River Bottoms within the city limits this Monday, beginning around 6 p.m. Residents in the area may see smoke and flames during this time. Please do not be alarmed, as trained personnel will be monitoring the burn to ensure safety. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will begin selling bonus harvest authorizations for the 2025 spring turkey season on Monday, with a designated sale date for each zone. Previously known as leftover permits, bonus harvest authorizations will be available online through the Go Wild License portal and at all licensed sales agents. Sales will begin at 10 a.m. and run through midnight each day. Anyone still seeking harvest authorizations may purchase bonus authorizations at this time. New this year, if hunters do not have a Go Wild username and password, they will be required to create them. This is to add another layer of protection to Go Wild accounts. The DNR highly recommends that hunters create their username and password before Monday, as they will not be able to make their bonus harvest authorizations purchase before they have created them, which may slow down their purchase experience. This means that if people are in the queue to purchase a bonus harvest authorization but have not yet created their username and password, they will not be able to do so until it is their turn to enter the site. Bonus harvest authorizations are $10 for residents and $15 for non-residents. Both residents and non-residents have equal opportunities to purchase authorizations. Hunters are encouraged to check the turkey zone map and spring turkey bonus harvest authorization availability to see if harvest authorizations are available for the time period and zone they intend to hunt. Each zone will have a designated sale date. Hunters can purchase bonus authorizations at a rate of one per day until the zone and time period are sold out or until the season closes. Bonus harvest authorization purchases will not affect preference point status for future spring drawings. Additionally, the DNR recommends turkey hunters interested in purchasing a conservation patron license for the 25-26 season do so before Monday to make the bonus harvest authorization process as quick and easy as possible. The Community Players presentation of Escanaba in the Moonlight hits the stage again at the Richland Center City Auditorium tonight. Escanaba in the Moonlight is a play by Jeff Daniels of Dumb and Dumber fame. This play brings the quirky world of Michigan's Upper Peninsula to the stage. Performances of Escanaba in the Moonlight will be held again tonight at 7 and Sunday afternoon at 2 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. It is a great show, and it was a great house last night. Many people enjoyed it for the first time, and you're guaranteed some laughs heading to that tonight. Again, at 7 o'clock in the Richland Center City Auditorium, tickets are priced at $10 and will be sold at the door. The Ithaca Lions Club is hosting a pancake breakfast and silent auction coming up Sunday. That goes from 7 until 12:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. The cost is $10 for adults, $5 for students, and free for preschoolers. Proceeds from the breakfast will benefit Craig Perkins for medical expenses due to a kidney transplant and autoimmune disorder. Five Ithaca FFA members submitted applications for state FFA proficiency awards in their supervised agricultural experience and all received awards. Josie Lau and Maggie Kirshner earned a gold rating and are state finalists in equine science entrepreneurship. Annabeth Sprecher also earned a gold rating, is a state finalist, and was the sectional winner in swine placement. The girls are state top five finalists, and we'll find out if their applications are the state winner coming up in June at the state FFA convention. State winners advance to the national FFA competition. And ahead of the Wisconsin spring election on April 1st, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Motor Vehicles, reminds citizens how to obtain identification free of charge that is valid for voting. Valid identification for voting purposes includes a driver license, identification card, military or student ID card. There is no separate voter ID. A federally compliant real ID card is not required for voting purposes. Anyone unsure of their identification, and if that meets the requirements, should visit the Wisconsin Elections Commission website to check it out. Begin online to see a list of the required documents that are needed to present at DMV Customer Service Center in order to obtain that at the polls.
Get ready for a day of fun and competition at the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship Cornhole Tournament, Saturday, March 22nd at the Wisconsin Riverside Resort. Registration opens at 10 a.m. The bags start flying at 11. Entry is just $20 per team, so grab your partner and bring your bags. You don't have a partner? No problem. Just let them know, they'll help pair you up. Pre-registration is recommended. Call or text Nicole at 412-5788 or Bill at 588-5156 to secure your spot. This exciting event supports the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship, awarded to River Valley High School graduates pursuing vocational or technical college education. Join them for a great cause, great competition, and a great time. We'll see you Saturday, March 22nd at Wisconsin Riverside Resort.
Here are today's vital statistics. Dorothy A. Baker, 92, of Arena, died Monday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in the Arena Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home on Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Dorothy A. Baker, 92, of Arena. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held at 11 Friday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home on Friday from 9 until the service time at 11. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel. Robert James Wieland, 88, of Cazenovia, formerly of Racine, died February 25th at home. A memorial service will be held Saturday, March 22nd at noon at the Wilson Funeral Home in Racine. Burial with military honors will take place at West Lawn Memorial Park. Friends may call at the Wilson Funeral Home Saturday, March 22nd from 11 until the time of the service at noon. Memorials may be made to the River Valley Veterinary Clinic in Reedsburg to assist individuals in caring for their pets. Robert James Wieland, 88, of Cazenovia, formerly of Racine. Magdalene M. Lomasny, 85, of Plain, died March 7th in Grand Rapids, Michigan. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday, March 25th at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Tuesday, March 25th from 9 until the time of the mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with the arrangements. For Magdalene M. Maggie Lomasny, 85, of Plain. Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center, died Thursday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life with a time for sharing will be held Saturday, April 26th from 1 until 4 at Lonesome Dove in Boaz. A private burial will be held at a later date at Mount Tabor Cemetery in Sabin. In lieu of flowers, memorials to the Mount Tabor Cemetery are preferred. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements. For Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center. And Gary L. Dobbs, 75, of Boaz, died Thursday at Schmidtwoman Hills following a battle with cancer. A private celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Gary L. Dobbs, 75, of Boaz.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. The low-pressure system that's been giving us rain and thunderstorm the past couple of days that continues to move in an eastern direction, so that's going to be pulling in some colder air from the north and northwest as we continue through the weekend and into next week. As we head into tonight, cloudy skies and breezy winds will be sticking around. Some stray flurries are possible. We are looking at winds from the northwest gusting up to 25 miles an hour. Temperatures will be dropping to the mid-20s for overnight lows. For our Sunday, decreasing clouds with breezy winds and cooler temperatures once again. Highs only in the low 40s, winds from the northwest gusting up to 25 miles an hour. Sunday night's going to give us partly cloudy skies with minimal winds coming from the northwest just under 5 miles an hour. Still going to be cooler though, lows dropping in the mid-20s. And as we head into Monday, partly cloudy skies with gusty winds and slightly warmer temperatures. We're looking at highs hitting the mid to upper 50s. Winds will be coming from the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour, gust up to 30. For Tuesday, warmer temperatures with partly cloudy skies, some showers and thunderstorms are possible at night. We are looking at highs hitting the low to mid 60s. Wednesday will give us rain to start off in the morning, and that will eventually turn to snow later on in the day with a cold front pushing through. Around 3 to 5 inches of accumulation for snow is possible. Winds are also going to be on the strongest side. Temperatures through the day will be in the upper 30s for highs in the afternoon and decreasing into the evening. Thursday will have breezy winds with snow tapering off by the afternoon hours. Still a bit cooler. We're looking at highs in the mid to upper 30s. As we head into Friday, increasing clouds through the day with highs in the mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. Have a great rest of your Saturday.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Currently in Richland Center, it is 35 degrees. The daytime high for yesterday was 78, which set a record. And we did receive 0.08 of an inch of precipitation in that storm that rolled through last night. Today's high has been 53, but it has dropped rather quickly. The record high, 77, set in 2012 on this day. Record low, 4 degrees below zero in 1997. Last year's high was 57, while the low was 30. Sunset will occur at 7 minutes after 7 this evening, and sunrise time for the morning, 7:12. This morning, the morning low is 46, but the temp has dropped through the day. Today, we have received a total of 13 one-hundredths of an inch of rain through the day today. East to northeast winds are at 16 miles per hour. Barometer is up a bit at 30.25, and currently it is 35 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
The best day for great deals on everything for spring is One Day, as in the Macy's One Day Sale. Find the best prices of the month on spring essentials, from handbags starting at $49.99 to sheets starting at just $9.99. From 40 to 50% off new looks for the family to 40 to 50% off mattresses from Serta and more. And you can earn rewards even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. It's a day that's unlike any other day. The Macy's One Day Sale, today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Well, it's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint and Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO's Sports Booster Club.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
It's been a busy day for basketball. WIAA State Girls Tournament action today. Assumption won the Division 5 game with a 34-30 win over Barneveld. Division 4 title was captured by Cuba City as they held off St. Mary Catholic 53-50. Cuba City became just the second fourth-seeded team at state tournament to win a championship. They were the runner-up a year ago. St. Mary Catholic scored a win in their Division 4 game, and that was earlier to get to the state title game. And Cuba City was a winner 68-63 yesterday. Also, action going on in boys basketball today. These are the games to get to state. Royal lost today to Cochrane Fountain City in Division 5, 53-41. Lake Mills all over Wisconsin Dells, 73-31 the final score. And Wauwatosa West got the win against Mount Horeb, 71-59. There is one game tonight. Marshall plays Mineral Point at Verona High School. John Tanjay scored 32 points and grabbed 7 rebounds to help number 18 Wisconsin beat number 7 Michigan State 77-74 in the semifinals of the Big Ten tournament. John Blackwell added 14 points as the 26-8 Badgers won for the third time in 4 days. They will play number 11 Maryland or number 22 Michigan for the tournament title on Sunday. Jace Richardson had 21 points and 7 rebounds for the 27-6 Spartans. Jeremy Ferris Jr. scored 14, but he had the ball knocked away in the waning seconds as he tried to tie the score with a heave from near the midcourt logo. Also today, Zakai Ziegler scored 20 points as number 8 Tennessee held off regular season champion and third-rated Auburn 70-65 to reach the Southeastern Conference tournament. Iowa has fired coach Fran McCaffrey after the Hawkeyes won their fewest games and had their lowest Big Ten regular season finish in 7 years. The 65-year-old McCaffrey was under contract through 2028 and said last week that he intended to return for a 16th season rather than retire. Athletic director Beth Getz decided a change was in order amid declining attendance at Carver Hawkeye Arena and will sign off on McCaffrey's $4.2 million buyout. McCaffrey was 297 and 207 at Iowa. He was fired on Friday. And Minnesota's challenge of growing the men's basketball program into a consistent Big Ten contender has probably never been greater, considering the surging cost of competing in the current landscape of major sports. The Gophers don't plan to sit still, as evidenced by Athletic Director Mark Coyle's decision this week to fire coach Ben Johnson after 4 seasons. He has begun the search for a replacement with an unabashed belief that he's filling a desirable job. The Gophers went 56-71 under Johnson. They have been to the NCAA tournament just 3 times in 15 seasons. The Badgers play in the Big Ten tournament game tomorrow on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. And that game will be heard in the afternoon with a 1:30 pregame time. The Brewers playing right now in Major League Baseball in a spring game. The real thing starting on March 27th when Milwaukee will be in New York to take on the Yankees. The Cubs and Dodgers can party like it's 2022 on a baseball field for a few days in Japan, and even like it's 1982 off of it. There are a lot of similarities between baseball in the U.S. and Japan, but there are also subtle differences that will be on display as the Cubs and Dodgers play in the Tokyo Dome. That's particularly true the next few days when they play exhibition games against the Tigers of Hanshin and the Yomiuri Giants as well. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on Saturday sports.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
WRCO's Retro Saturday continues in a moment with today's edition of the Backtrackin' Show.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Again, everyone, it's time for the Backtrackin' Show on WRCO. Yours truly, Phil Nee, with some Take You Back tracks and some chart toppers and some headlines from the 70s and 80s coming your way on the Backtrackin' Show. We started off with this one from one of the biggest albums of all time. This weekend, back in March of 1972, Carole King's Tapestry album was named Album of the Year at the 14th Annual Grammy Awards. The disc has been 1971's best-selling record, and over the course of the 70s, the number two best-selling album.
Don't wanna waste it. of the many great tracks from Carole King's Tapestry album, Sweet Seasons. We flash forward to 1973. Elton John had the number one album in the U.S. with Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only the Piano Player, which contained two hit singles, Crocodile Rock and Daniel. According to Philip Norman's 1990s authorized biography, Groucho Marx jokingly pointed his index fingers at Elton as if holding a pair of six-shooters. John is reported to have said, "Don't shoot me, I'm only the piano player," thus naming the album. We go back in time to one of the biggest hits from that, and at that time, one of Elton's biggest records. A throwback to some of the late 50s rock and roll that influenced Elton. Backtracking show, our pregame show for Those Were the Days, which begins in a little while tonight. Let's go back to mid-March of 1987. Next, Huey Lewis and the News scored their third number one record in the U.S. with a Bruce Hornsby-written song called Jacob's Ladder, one of six singles released from their album called Four.
Running in his head. Now he's trying to save me, but I'm doing all right, the best that I can.
Huey Lewis in the news, having some success in the backtrack in era 1987. Bonnie Tyler had her only British number one single. It also would go on to top the United States, Australia, and Canada charts, selling over 6 million copies. This weekend, March of 1983, Bonnie Tyler was ruling the world.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now
tell there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
A huge success for Bonnie Tyler from 1983 on the Backtrackin' Show.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
We appreciate you joining us on this Saturday. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office has issued a silver alert for a person who is missing and believed to have dementia or another cognitive impairment. The man's name is Raymond Pulvermacher, age 71, and evidently wandered from a group home in Muscadet, was in Avoca with a group home from the home for a parade, and wandered away from the group and is on foot. So if you've seen him, 5'7", 200 pounds, and green eyes, gray or partially gray hair, you should call this number immediately. It's Iowa County Sheriff's Office. Contact number 608-930-9500, option 2. 608-930-9500. So again, if you've seen this vulnerable person, the silver alert continues in the Iowa County area. The number is 930-9500.
Ash Wednesday is the beginning of the 40 days that the Christian Church observes as the Lenten season. By fasting from certain foods and bad habits and self-denial, the Christian prepares for the remembrance of Christ's betrayal and crucifixion. But when speaking of fasting, Jesus said, "When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." I'll still invest some time in the spiritual discipline of fasting to get closer to God, but I won't be wearing it on my face as a badge of honor. That's between God and me. Instead, I'm going to give up Lent for Lent this year. Instead of concentrating on giving up things on the outside, I'm going to give in to the Spirit of Christ that lives in me and celebrate the joyful excitement that comes from a heart that is filled with Christ. Won't you join me in giving in to the precious presence of God this season? When we are living in Christ, we are a blessing to everyone around us.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Looking for a rewarding career with a global leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings for all shifts, including production positions with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on day one. Stop by in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for interviews and facility tours at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. Join Cardinal CG today and be a part of the future of glass innovation.
Backtracking WRCO.
Oh, we hope you're having a great weekend. Thanks for hanging out with us here. So we go back to 1976 on the Backtracking Show. It began a 6-week stay at the top of the Billboard R&B chart, eventually number one on Top 40 as well for Johnny Taylor. First number one to contain the word disco. Disco Lady. I'm backtracking.
Shake it up, shake it down.
Johnny Taylor and WRCO Radio and Disco Lady. 1975, Olivia Newton-John enjoyed her second U.S. number one album. The album is called Have You Ever Been Mellow, which included the title track and this number one hit, Please, Mr. Please, on the Backtracking Show.
In the corner of the bar there stands a jukebox. Old and new. songs when yours are through. I got good Kentucky whiskey on the counter, and my friends around to help me ease the pain. Till some button-pushing cowboy plays that love song, and here I am just missing you again. Please, Mr.
Tracking the pregame show for Those Were the Days, which comes up soon. We leave you during this stack of tunes with a forgotten 45. Closing out the back tracking show, Patti Smyth had a big hit later in the 80s, but how about back to 1981 with Scandal and Goodbye to You on the back tracking show.
Cool.
there you have it. Some big tunes from the 70s and 80s happening this week on the Backtrackin' Show. Phil and the Open, you stay tuned for more music and magic here on WRCO's Retro Saturday from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
100.9 WRCO.
For tonight, a low of 24, 42 on Sunday, Sunday night 26, with a few minimal winds, and Monday partly cloudy, gusty winds, and warmer with a high of 59. Right now in Richland Center, northeast winds are at 8 miles per hour. Following a high today of 53, it is 34 degrees. Today in high school basketball, Wisconsin Dells lost to Lake Mills 73-31, and Royal was also on the losing end of a 53-41 score to Cochran Fountain City. Assumption defeated Barneveld for the D5 state title for girls basketball, and that final score was 34-30. Cuba City 53-50 over St. Mary Catholic. And today the Badgers were winners. Man, how about those Badgers playing well today with a win against number 7 Michigan State 77-74. They will be playing Michigan tomorrow. The Wolverines outlasted Maryland by a final score of 81-80. Remember all those record albums you used to own? You can have that collection again. Mastodon Records in Richland Center can help you find your favorite music. They have new albums by current artists, and you can always special order. Record collecting is a great hobby for youngsters. Mastodon Records can set you up with a turntable from all price ranges. Mastodon Records is located at Okooch Books and Libations in downtown Richland Center. They are even open on Sundays from 10:30 until 2. Start your record year with Mastodon Records.
Maud, starring Beatrice Arthur, and Kojak, starring Telly Savalas, will return next Saturday night at their regular